Thursday in the 18th week of the ordinary time 1. The first reading from the book of Numbers, chapter 20, verses 1 to 13. And the people of Israel, the whole congregation, came into the wilderness of Zin in the first month, and the whole people stayed in Kadesh. And Miriam died there, and was buried there. Now there was no water for the congregation, and they assembled themselves together again Moses and again Aaron. And the people contended with Moses and said, "Would that we had died when our brethren died before the Lord. Why have you brought the assembly of the Lord into this wilderness, that we should die here, both we and our cattle? And why have you made earth come out of Egypt to bring us to this evil place? It is no place for grain or fig or vines or pomegranates, and there is no water to drink." Then Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly to the door of the tent of meeting, and fell on their faces. And the glory of the Lord appeared to them, and the Lord said to Moses, "Take the rod and assemble the congregation, you and Aaron your brother, and tell the rock before their eyes to yield it water. So you shall bring water out of the rock for them. So you shall drink to the congregation and their cattle." And Moses took the rod from before the Lord, as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly together before the rock, and said to them, "Hear now, you rebel, you shall we bring forth water for you out of this rock?" And Moses lifted up his hand and struck the rock with his rod twice, and water came forth abundantly, and the congregation drank and their cattle. And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Because you did not believe in me to sanctify me in the eyes of the people of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this assembly into the land which I have given them. They are the water of Meribah, where the law of Israel contended with the law, and he showed himself holy among them." The Gospel from Matthew, chapter 16, verses 13 to 23. Now, when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do men say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood had not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the powers of death shall not prevail against it. I will give you the key of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then he strictly charged the disciple to tell no one that he was the Christ. From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elder and the chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid, Lord, this shall never happen to you. But he turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me, for you are not on the side of God, but of man. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. The leader can fall because of his weakness. In the Old Testament, there is no good and important leader than Moses. God himself certified this because he was seen, heard, and conversed with him, and he is the mediator of the Old Covenant. In the New Testament, there is no important leader than Peter. Jesus himself chose Peter to lead his church because he clearly knew his identity and saw his glorious transfiguration. However, both of them contended against God in today's readings. In the first reading, Moses didn't obey God's command, so he had no right to lead the Israelites into the promised land. Even God let him see it from Mount Nebo. According to the book of Numbers, he used the staff to strike the rock twice, instead of speaking only to the rock as God commanded him to have water for people to drink. In the Gospel, Peter prevented Jesus to go to Jerusalem to endure his passion, death, and resurrection. Though he professed Jesus is the Messiah, Jesus rebuked him with heavy sentence, get behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me, for you are not on the side of God, but of man. Analysis, the first reading. Because you did not believe in me to sanctify me in the eyes of the people of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this assembly into the land which I have given them. This is the second time the Israelites rebelled against Moses and Aaron due to lacking of water. The first time was at Rephidim. See Exodus 17, verses 1-7. God commanded Moses to go together with the elders and use his staff to strike the rock at Horeb Mountain, and water came out for people to drink. The second time with Kadesh, there are two locations called Kadesh, one at Edom and one close to the boundary of Canaan. It is difficult to determine the location, but one thing is certain. It is different with Rephidim the first time. First point, God command. He said to Moses, take the rod and assemble the congregation, you and Aaron your brother, and tell the rod before their eyes to yield it water. So you shall bring water out of the rock for them. So you shall give drink to the congregation and their castle. If we carefully read the passage, we can see God's command would deepen with the first time at Rephidim. He commanded Moses to take the staff, but do not strike, but only tell the rock at Kadesh, and it will give water. Second point, Moses' action. Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him, and Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly together before the rock. And he said to them, here now, you rebels, shall we bring forth water for you out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand and struck the rock with his rod twice, and water came forth abundantly, and the congregation drank and their cattle. God is not happy with Moses' action because he didn't exactly do as he commanded. So the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, because you did not believe in me to sanctify me in the eyes of the people of Israel, therefore, you shall not bring this assembly into the land which I have given them. Some said, God is so severe when he punished Moses. But we need to know that it is God's command, and Moses must do as he was told. Some said, because Moses didn't clearly hear God's command, so he did at the first time. This must be a clear example for all leaders. They must study to clearly know God's command before they execute it. The results of this obedience are Aaron passed away on whole mountain. See Numbers chapter 20, verses 27 to 29. And Moses died on Nebo Mountain after God let him see the promised land. See Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 52. Second, the gospel. The new covenant was established between Jesus and his church to Peter. Third point. Who do people say that the Son of Man is? There are two places called Caesarea in Israel. The first one called Caesar Maritim, which lies among the Mediterranean Sea. And the second one called Caesar Philippi, because it is located in the region which belonged to the Tetrarch Philip, one of Herod's three children. This place is located about 25 miles from the Galilee Sea, toward the northeast, near to boundary with Syria, and is called Bania today. This is a region which is different with all other places in Israel. The first difference is that water is everywhere, because it lies at the foot of the Hermon Mountain. When the snow of this mountain melts, the water flows to here and forms the top sort of the Jordan River before flowing into the Galilee Sea. This is also the center of many religions because of its mysterious atmosphere. The author of Psalm 42, verse 6, and Psalm 133, verse 3, remind all the Jews to remember God when they come to this region, because the Jordan River is very important of their life. It is God's blessing for people, because people cannot live without water. Therefore, there were about 14 altars here. There were altars of the Syrian gods, because they lived here before. It had also the altar of Pan, the great god of nature. When the Red dominated this region, beside its altar is a Zion cave. On the top is a mountain. Under it is a deep cave full of water. On the other side, Philip built a Zion temple made with white marble to honor the Emperor Caesar. Standing before this mysterious center with many different altars, people shall be confused and question might come to their mind. What is the truth? What God is the true God? Jesus posed out two questions for his disciples and expected them to give him their answer. Moreover, his two main missions in the world are, first, to reveal to people all what God wants them to know, and secondly, to train his disciples to continue his mission on earth. Now is the important moment, because he is about going to Jerusalem in order to die and to finish his mission on earth. He needs to find out if his disciples understand his mission, and especially his identity, before they could continue his mission. Therefore, he began by asking them the first question. Who do people say that the Son of Man is? They reply, some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. The tetrarch Herod Antipas called Jesus a John Baptist, who is resurrected from death. See Matthew chapter 14, verse 2. When people call Jesus as the prophet Elijah, they partly recognize his power and importance, because the Jewish tradition believe Elijah is not dead yet, and he shall return before the Messiah coming. See Malachi chapter 4, verse 5. They still reserve a seat for him in the synagogue when they celebrate the Passover. Similarly, when they call Jesus, as Jeremiah, They also believe that he shall come before the Messiah coming. The Jewish tradition believed that Jeremiah came to Jerusalem temple before the exile to Babylon, took the tent, the ark, and the altar of incense, and hid them on Nebo mountain. He shall come back to prerodue the thing so that God shall continue to present with his people. See Second Book of Maccabees, chapter 2, verse 1 to 12. When people call Jesus at the prophet Elijah or Jeremiah, they didn't believe Jesus as the Messiah, just as a herald to prepare for the Messiah to come. If Jesus' disciples also believe as such, Jesus' mission shall be failed. Second point, Jesus' true identity. The deceiving moment came. Jesus said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood had not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father." Christ, called Christos in Greek and Messiah in Hebrew, means the anointed one to be a king from all the Israelites are expecting. This is the answer which Jesus is expecting from his disciples. But Jesus wanted to let Peter know the reason why he knew what people didn't know. That is because he was revealed by Jesus' heavenly Father. This reason was also confirmed by Paul. "No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit." See 1st letter to the Corinthians chapter 12 verse 3. Since Peter represented all apostles to declare Jesus' true identity, Jesus can be at peace because he shall help his successor to continue what he started. Jesus established the new covenant with the church through Peter. "And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gate of the natural world shall not prevail against it. I will give you the key to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then he strictly ordered his disciples to tell no one that he was the Messiah. From that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer greatly from the elder, the chief priests, and the scribe, and be killed, and on the third day he be raised. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. "God forbid, Lord, no such thing shall ever happen to you." He turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." This happened to Peter because even though he knew Jesus' true identity, but that also many contemporary Jews, He taught Jesus tells you his divine power to conquer all nations. To him, the Messiah who must go to suffering and the cross to save people, it is impossible to happen. Application in life. As the leader of the family or the community, we must absolutely obey God's commandment. Don't violate any of His commandments. When we don't clearly understand His commandment, we can pray, study, and ask for guidance. Don't close your eyes and do according to your will, or suppose that it can be done as such. Amen.